from Washington, this is VOA News. A local Laos official killed in a military plane crash. Ukraine government still hoping for a resolution to tensions. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Officials say a Laos military plane carrying about 20 people, including high-ranking officials, crashed early Saturday in the northern part of Laos. Deputy Prime Minister Major General Duangche Pichit, who is also defense minister, has been confirmed among the dead in the crash. The tragedy comes just 7 months after a Laos Airlines domestic aircraft crashed in southern Champasak province, claiming the lives of 49 passengers and crew. Panattan Watanyagorn, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, says the crash adds to concerns about aviation safety in Laos.
Laos aviation safety has been problematic for many years, and this just confirmed another problem that they're not able to fix or to solve yet. Although in the past few years they have brought in external experts to help the aviation industry and also military air forces, but still the problem persists.
Laos-based analysts told VOA the tragedy marks a major blow to the ruling Communist Party. Defense Minister Duangche was also seen as having close ties with neighboring Vietnam. In Ukraine, it's a week before presidential elections. Saturday in Kyiv, the Central Election Commission called on the interim central government to take action to ensure security in the east, concerning that unrest could prevent almost 2 million people from voting for a new president May 25th. In the eastern city of Kharkiv, central government and regional leaders held a second round of unity talks, but there were no announcements of any progress. Wolfgang Ischinger of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe appealed to separatists to participate in the talks.
On behalf of the OSCE and the international community, I would like to issue an appeal from here today to all Ukrainians. Please use words, not swords.
Separatist factions that have been involved in attempts to take over Ukrainian government facilities in the east were not invited to take part. More on these stories at voanews.com. The Nigerian Islamist sect Boko Haram has attacked Wassa in Cameroon's far north region. Reports say 10 Chinese engineers were kidnapped and one person killed, a Cameroonian soldier. This attack came shortly before Saturday's summit talks about Boko Haram in Paris. The governor of far north region, Fonko Awa Augustine, says it is very likely that some of the attackers are still on Cameroonian territory, because the military was immediately deployed to the border with Nigeria to prevent their escape.
There are quite a number of arrests that have been carried out. Investigations are on.
Fonko Awa added that reinforcements have been requested from Cameroon's capital, Yaounde. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan is in Paris with other regional leaders to discuss how to deal with Boko Haram, the Islamist militant group that kidnapped more than 300 Nigerian schoolgirls last month. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says his country is ready to offer Nigeria additional assistance.
The Nigerian security forces have not been well structured for this kind of thing. And this has been shown by the fact that the problem has been getting worse with Boko Haram. So we can help with that. That is why we're offering to embed military advisors with the Nigerian headquarters.
India's Prime Minister-elect Narendra Modi was mobbed by flag-waving supporters Saturday as he arrived in New Delhi, one day after it was announced his Hindu Nationalist Party swept to power in the world's largest democracy. Human Rights Watch says an increasing number of people have been reported missing or have fallen victim to forcible disappearances in Rwanda in recent months. For VOA, Nick Long in Kigali has the story.
The rights group says it has documented 14 cases of people who have been forcibly disappeared or reported missing in the Rubavu district of western Rwanda since March of this year. It says it has also received credible accounts of several more similar cases recently elsewhere in western Rwanda and in the capital. Human Rights Watch has raised the issue with Rwandan authorities and says that if any of these people have been arrested, they should be granted access to their families and to a lawyer. The rights group says it also asked the Rwanda Defence Force spokesman to comment and that he denied that RDF is involved in disappearances. Nick Long for VOA News, Kigali.
I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington for VOA News. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.